Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Why is it paused? It recorded 3 seconds.
Wow. But they were the best seconds of your life.
You you utter This will never end. You know, like the frog jumps halfway across the pond and then he jumps halfway, then he rests.
Achilles arrow.
He never gets there.
He never gets there.
We'll never end this podcast.
We might get halfway there.
Me, I've got Garibaldi.
I've got a massacre. That really cheer us all up. I've got a massacre.
And I've got all the time in the world to read another show.
Date fight. Hello there. Welcome to Date Fight. It's the podcast which I seem to be unable to either record or retain. And then we have to redo over and over again, like this project will never end, even though it's supposed to in its current form, tomorrow!
He's Jay here, I'm Nat Tapley, and together we have...
done this
we've
before,
taken a
just
good
now!
Chunk of our year. This is... Look, and again, happily, we now get to relive me talking through a massacre. Together with us to really... get down into the nuts and bolts of all the fun that you can have with a massacre is Elizabeth Craig Roper. Hello, Lizzie.
Hello. I'm very much enjoying how Jake Yap has morphed into an old woman just asking over again and again and again, are you my son? Are you my son? Am I supposed to be this?
I'm going to take
this time misogynistically. I'm not having that, mate.
Well, at least last time I'd forgotten what year it was. At least I know this time. Yeah, it's the 3rd of November, 1979. Oh, and guess... Oh, you see, now I've adopted the wrong tone of voice to lead into this. I'm going to take us to the 3rd of November, 1979, when the Communist Workers' Party came to Greensboro, North Carolina, to help local workers at a textile factory improve their working conditions. However, when they were down there, became aware of a large local Ku Klux Klan presence, and so they held a Death to the Klan rally, saying that only armed resistance to the Klan was responsible because... the Klan would be violent to you if you weren't violent to them, so really you should carry a gun with you. So they had some guns with them. And they handed out flyers telling people they should really have an armed response to the Ku Klux Klan. So the Ku Klux Klan took 10 cars and a van with 40 members of the Klan and American Nazi Party members. And I think if you are a member of the American Nazi Party, it's probably time to take a look at yourself and think, am I really a good guy at this stage? I've got a Nazi Party membership card. What are the chances... I'm the dick in this situation. So they went down, they took rifles, shotguns, pistols, fired into the crowd, killed 5 people, wounded 11, and Mark Sherman of the Ku Klux Klan fired the first shot. There were some armed people who fired their pistols back because they were ready. But they proved their point that the only correct response to the Ku Klux Klan was armed resistance by the fact that the Klan, on hearing that, came down and killed a lot of people. There were police there. They decided not to get involved. Just looked like too much hassle. There was a police photographer and a detective who watched it happen and went, mm-hmm, yep, that is
I am fine. Just saying, though, they're like a police photographer.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not being funny, but there's like a sort of relative through marriage in my family who's a police photographer. And like, if he was watching an actual gunfight going on before, he'd be like, go on then. Now I'll hold your Nikon for you. You could go on. I don't think you would you?
No.
I think, I mean, what sort of photography do you do in the police? Is it mainly glamour photography? Is it?
Yeah, cheeky over-the-shoulder shots for the calendars.
Yeah.
No, he takes photographs of horrific murder scenes, since you ask.
Cheeky ones.
Christmas.
Sorry?
What, we Lizzie? Don't
know. What?
Lizzie, what was that?
Does he show the slides to you all at Christmas?
He sorts me out with a cheeky hard drive. That's my present.
Oh,
my
God. You get a cheeky hard drive after.
That's the worst.
There was a police informant, Bernard Butkovich of the ATF.
No! Who was,
yes, Bernard Butkovich.
And did he Kovich his butt admirably?
He did Kovich his butt. He encouraged the Ku Klux Klan to carry firearms and to fire into the crowd because he said the communists were far too dangerous. You might have thought the police informant would have done that in order so he could get evidence to arrest the Ku Klux Klan. He didn't. He just did it because he liked them. 16 Klansmen were arrested, 5 were charged of murder, and every single one of them was acquitted. There was then... I know, there was it got a bit of gasp last time.
Yeah.
Last time...
I did react appropriately last time, but the energy's that's just what you've evaporated. Heard.
Then there was a federal case against 9 of them. All of them were acquitted because the jury found that it was a politically motivated murder and they'd been charged with a racially motivated murder, and that's not the same thing. You're innocent until proven guilty. And the city, the Ku Klux Klan, and the American Nazi Party had to pay $350,000 in damages, but it wasn't until last month... October the 6th, 2020, this year, that the City Council admitted that they had failed to warn the marchers of the extensive foreknowledge of the racist, violent attack planned against the marchers by members of the Ku Klux Klan and American Nazi Party with the assistance of a paid Georgia Police Department informant.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about today. Happy
The thing is, you know,
Tuesday.
wishing death, you're saying, you know, wishing death to people earlier. And, you know, I was thinking... Can we not wish, like, I'd wish a bad cough on someone? Because that's really miserable because you don't sleep. Like, it's a... I think a bad cough is very underestimated.
An itchy bum crack.
Yeah, that's a...
Dry,
that's
itchy
a great
scalp.
One. Yeah. Mm. Like, I don't know that I want to wish death to... But, you know, those things... If you had an itchy bum crack and a really bad cough...
Which do you attend to first?
Yeah.
Don't get your hands mixed
one
up.
One may help me. Okay. Okay. Fine. I am, perhaps for the first time, if you're listening, but definitely not for Nat and Lizzie, going to take you to the third... Yes?
Are you still recording?
Yes. Yes, I am. Third of November, 1867. And it's me, Giuseppe Garibaldi.
I thought you went a different way with the impression that time. Yeah. That's good.
He said, Giuseppe Maria, don't mention my middle name. Garibaldi. He was an Italian general, patriot and Republican. He was also known, I'll do all the jokes again and you can pretend you've heard them for the first time. He was known as the hero
sort
of
poking
of the two
different parts
worlds.
Of the sentence.
I've been known to go by that nickname in certain circles.
No,
I do understand
that
joke this time, I do.
Right.
Sorry, your back hole in your front hole, sorry.
Lovely, thank you.
Upstairs and downstairs.
I'm going, thank you, in a sneering, condescending way when it was my joke about front holes and back holes that Lizzie's explaining. That doesn't seem very fair of me at all. Okay, fine. 2 months earlier at a congress in Geneva, Garibaldi had said that the papacy, it's a negation of God. It's a shame and plague of Italy. And he got a rabble of 10,000 volunteers. He was like, we're going to go and we're going to take Rome.
Was he in a Pixar movie?
Pardon me?
Was Garibaldi in a Pixar movie? I'm getting very confused.
No, you're...
I think it was Cars. Was it Cars 2?
You're thinking of Ellen DeGeneres.
You're thinking of John Ratzenberger.
Yeah. All of them. Anyway, so Napoleon was like, oh, we heard all about that. We'll just send some troops down and we'll mess them right up, which they did, near a village called Mentana. And Garibaldi, he held it for a day, but then it was all finished and he had to run away to the Kingdom of Italy with 5,000 men. But he had an interesting life. I didn't know he was a merchant navy captain. He went to Brazil and he fought. He joined the Ragamuffins in the Ragamuffin War of 1835. Mm. And then again he fought in the...
Ragatip.
Yeah, 1830, and then the Skank Wars of 1837.
He got lost in the jungle because it was massive.
Okay, and this was a beautiful, spontaneous moment of humour, and there was much, much rivalry and enjoyment. Anyway, loads of people dug him: Abraham Lincoln and Che Guevara and Charles Dickens, and A.J.P. Taylor called him the only wholly admirable figure in modern history and deserving of a commemorative biscuit made of crushed Diptera. And I heard that slightly better this time, so I guess I'm
yeah. Happy birthday to... Any guesses?
Is it Dolph Lundgren?
It is Dolph Lundgren's birthday today. Happy birthday to Dolph Lundgren. Honestly, he's got a master's... Yeah.
He's half man, half dolphin.
Is he?
You know, dolphins have prehensile penile.
Yes.
Like
I'm not telling you how I knew, but I did.
Never get to
I
see
found that
again.
Out at school.
Yeah. I want my ice cream back. Mummy!
Dolph Lundgren may or may not have a prehensile penis, but he does have a master's in chemical engineering he got in Sweden. And he, at the same time as being European karate champion, he then went on to be Grace Jones's bodyguard and got a Fulbright scholarship to MIT. Grace Jones said, "Leave MIT and come and live with me in New York and be my lover." And so he did. Leading to a great career, culminating last year in his appearance in Sharknado 5, The Global Swarming.
I love the Sharknado films. Have you seen them?
I've seen the first one. I have missed the last four.
It's just fantastic. It's so good. Do you know they had a competition? Because do you know about Sharknado, Lizzie?
I have no idea what Sharknado.
It's a made-for-TV movie where the writer. I've read interviews with him. He's brilliant. No, I interviewed him, and he was so lovely. He was like, I just tried to make up the stupidest thing I could think of. And it was that a tornado had sucked up a load of water and sharks, and now there were these sharks flying around in LA that were biting people's heads off, like in the middle of the street. And it was this massive cult hit because everyone was like, this is so stupid and campy, it's brilliant, let's do some more of those. So they held an online competition for people to decide on a good title for the second Sharknado movie. I think maybe there was a prize of like $10,000 or something. And in the end, they called the second Sharknado movie was called
Sharknado 2.
Sharknado versus Chris Akabusi.
It was just called Sharknado 2, the second one. It's brilliant. I love Sharknado. I recommend it.
Burglars broke into Dolph Lundgren's house in May 2009, his house in Marbella, and they tied up his wife and daughter until they saw pictures of Dolph Lundgren and went, oh, it's Dolph Lundgren's house, and they untied everyone and went away.
Well, the thing is, he could have untied the knots with his penis, so...
Yes. Well, they did the knots with his penis, that's the problem. happy death day to Olympe de Gouges, the French playwright in the French Revolution. She was a feminist, an abolitionist, a slavery abolitionist. She wrote Declaration of the Rights of Women and the Female Citizen because she thought women weren't being represented enough in the French Revolution. So they cut her head off, clearly. But while she was in prison, about to be executed, she managed to write two books while she was in prison. She's pretty good. That's Olympe de Gouges. Happy death day to you.
Well done. It's all love, isn't it? So, what have we got? 1979, and it's the gunfight at the KKK garage. I'm a racist. Are you a racist? Yeah, I'm a racist. Yeah, you want to be in my gang? You want to be in my gang? I got a gun, and you got a gun. And they did. Yeah, that's sad. It's nasty when they all get off, isn't it? Or they all get off on each other. 1857, and Garibaldi, he's a beat that if you like.
Will do. If you like, let's find out what happens if I don't like.
You see, it's short and it's sweet. My brain is quite frazzled. I didn't know about that horrible business in 1979, and I think the winner should be that horrible business in 1979 for Nathaniel Dunn.
Excellent, thank you. That's 3-0 this week.
3-0.
Bye, everyone.
Okay. Oh, yeah, bye. Anyway, yeah, it's fine. Tomorrow's probably the last. I don't know. Who cares? I'm drinking.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.